That is The Dead South, completely, sweetly, off of their 2024 album, Chains and Stakes. That is a band out of Regina, Saskatchewan. Canadians. There's hillbillies everywhere, y'all. You're listening to The Scene, episode 15, Newgrass Revival on Radio Blue. The Newgrass Revival is a kind of modern take on bluegrass. It came about sort of in the late 70s. A band actually called the Newgrass Revival, and we'll hear a bunch from them in a second. But they try to take traditional bluegrass and then screw it up with kind of a rock tone and a bunch of other influences. There's some really cool stuff in here. I'm going to try to stay away from, like, too much I hear banjos, stereotypical spamming, and do a little bit more creative stuff on here. So we'll start off with the Newgrass Revival. I'm going to read the names off of these people in a little bit, but this is Sam Bush and Bela Fleck are the big names here. And then you kind of just follow these names around and they show up everywhere. It is a true scene. It's pretty cool. So I think I discovered Newgrass before Bluegrass. Like, I was listening to Bela Fleck, like, and he's a virtuoso banjo player. For those that don't know, the guy is insane. And He did kind of a more modern rock, like not even bluegrass band. I knew him from there. And then another buddy introduced me to a band called Strength in Numbers, which is a newgrass kind of supergroup, and we'll hear from them too later. So let's kick it off with some of the origins kind of around the 70s. This is the Newgrass Revival, led by Sam Bush. Thank you.
happy fair, where the winds blow heavy on the borderline. Remember me to the one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Now if you're going where the snowflakes don't, where the rivers freeze and the summer ends, see for me she has a coat so warm. To keep her from the howling winds.
got my love and I lost my friend. The morning was easy to suck my charm, but this darkness about to do me some harm. I locked my doors and my windows too, but that old wind still whistled through. It used to be so close to you. In the middle of the night, something just ain't right. Midnight, where's that morning light? Midnight, I'm used to making it by myself. Oh no, this here is something else. My head feels hot, but my hands are so cold. Something else, this here is something else. Something else, this here is something else. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, where's the one I need the most? I'll admit that I've been wrong. I've been singing the same old song. I've been feeling the way I feel too long. In the middle of the night, midnight, where's that morning by? Midnight, I'm used to making it by myself. Oh no, this here is something else. I'm used to making it by myself. Oh no, this here is something else. Something else. This here is something else. Something else. This here is something.
The New Grass Revival with the song, oh hell, what is even it? In the Middle of the Night. Before that, we had My Pet Frog by Sam Bush, who is the kind of the founder of what you could call New Grass, N-E-W, not N-U, or Progressive Bluegrass. He also formed the New Grass Revival. Before that, Love Someone Like Me, same band. Girl of the Country North, also by Sam Bush, and Metric Lips from Newgrass, kind of went every other in there. Metric Lips was the one we started off with, heavy, heavy banjo, and that is Bela Fleck and his sound. Something that's been really interesting going through all these bands is it's so much more individual It's almost like hip hop, where it's just a list of seven people. It's not really a band. It's just, and then they go off and make another one. And you start to get to know their sound. You're like, is that Jerry Douglas? I think it is. You know, it's. And then they switch off who's writing the songs, and you can also tell their writing style. It's really cool. So, Newgrass Revival, founded in 71. It's Sam Bush, Courtney Johnson, Eba Walker, Curtis Butch, Butch Robbins, John Cohen, Bela Fleck, and Pat Flynn. They did 20 albums, played the Telluride Bluegrass Festival a bunch. We'll talk about that later. And Sam Bush is a mandolinist. This is the other cool thing is they don't really switch instruments around a lot. Like, I figure like a virtuoso level musician, you know, you play like 12 different things. Nope. Bela Fleck mostly plays banjo. Sam Bush mostly plays mandolin. So, and, you know, they're pretty good at it. So, all right, moving right along. That was the most kind of traditional bluegrass sound we're going to hear, I think. Now we're getting into the weird stuff, man. They did such interesting things with bluegrass instruments. This is a couple of those groups, but we're going to start off with what actually introduced me to bluegrass, which is the band Strength in Numbers. There's a weird sounded song called Blue Man of the Sahara. And I don't know, it kind of summarizes my whole feelings on the whole thing, but let's get with that. You're listening to The Scene, episode 15, Newgrass Revival on Radio Blue. It's not whale songs the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Lord, these chains are gonna kill me dead. Now I'm home, almost done. Yes, I'm home, almost done. And I'm almost done. And I ain't gonna bring them yellow and blue pills.
Yeah.
Guess I'm on mic. Sorry, I was solving somebody's problem. Okay. That was Jerry Douglas, Edgar Meyer. I don't have the other name up. That is the Hymn of Ordinary Motion off of this crazy, crazy important album called Skip, Hop, and Wobble. I wish I could play the entire album. It doesn't sound like bluegrass. It sounds like, I don't know what it sounds like. It's some weird hybrid of rock, maybe, and I don't know. Before that, Jerry Douglas on a Monday, Locks of Dread by Strength the Numbers. Before that, Locks of Dread was the dun, 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 dun. And they say that that song is a Jamaican that smoked too much weed and woke up in Ireland, I think. Yeah, Locks. Weirdos. Sliding Down by Edgar Meyer. Before that, anytime you hear that like stand-up bass doing crazy stuff, that's Edgar Meyer jamming out. And then Blue Men of the Sahara by Strength in Numbers, which I was telling other people, it is a masterclass in dynamics and like building tension, and the waveform of the song just is this increase in its intense. So let's see, where am I? So had a bunch of Jerry Douglas on there. Jerry Douglas is part of the Strength in Numbers. Strength in Numbers was the one, two of the tracks on there. And it is a super group of Sam Bush, the mandolinist who formed Newgrass Revival, Jerry Douglas, who is the world's most celebrated and probably most talented dobro player, Bela Fleck on banjo, talk more about him later, and Mark O'Connor on violin, guitar, Edgar Meyer on bass. So you keep hearing these same names over and over because I feel like they just like get together in their garage. It's like, all right, let's go to Edgar's house. And they will throw out one album. It's incredible. And then never do it again. Strength in Numbers only released one album. Jerry Douglas is pretty crazy. He's 14 Grammys won, 32 nominated. He's played on 1,600 albums. Like, the work that these guys put out is nuts. So moving on, we're going to do one more set of kind of this scene of Jerry Douglas, Edgar Meyer, Bela Fleck, Mike Marshall. Got some Earl Scruggs coming up. And you're listening to The Scene, episode 15, Newgrass Revival on Radio Blue. Stay with us.
Thank you.
Edgar Meyer, Bela Fleck, and Mike Mitchell, I think. I had to play that track just because it really highlights Edgar's crazy, crazy bass playing. It makes sounds I didn't know it could make. So, great track. Before that, the hoedown was Foggy Mountain Breakdown by Earl Scruggs and Friends. And I love how they just say "and friends" because his friends are like Elton John, Sting, Melissa Etheridge, John Fogerty, Johnny Cash, Don Henley, Vince Gill. Like, oh yeah, it's just my buddies. Earl Scruggs was, he invented what you could call like the modern, they call it a three-finger banjo pick. He came up with that sound. Bela uses that a lot as well. Let's see what we got. Before that, Big Country, also off of the same album as the Barnyard Disturbance, that last track. Edgar Meyer, Bela Fleck, Mike Mitchell. Great track. I had the pleasure of seeing them do that one live a couple years ago. And then From Ankar to Izmir by Jerry Douglas off of Skip Hop and Wobble, arguably one of the best bluegrass progressive albums ever made. So that's all I'm going to do for those guys. Just wanted to take a good tour of their scene. And now we'll do Bela Fleck, his actual band, the Flecktones. He decided to go off and do like a more modern, I don't even know what to call it. His brother's in the group with him, and his name is Future Man, and he plays drums on this like keytar. It's a weird thing. A lot of space references and stuff, Afrofuturism, whatnot. So sorry, it's not Bela's brother. It's Victor Wooten's brother. So anyway, we'll start off with some Bela Fleck. We'll do two tracks from him. I have a solo bass track from Victor Wooten, which is incredible. And then we'll hear from his brother after that. So you listen to The Scene, episode 15, Newgrass Revival on Radio Blue. Thank you.
To leave you stand down still on the side of the road in a New York minute, living in another black hole, living in another black hole. Dollar store streetlight, whispering cheap, words stuck in the air. Say, you're piss poor listening, but you're so debonair. Living in another black hole, living in another black hole. Yeah. Radio plays for the happy go lucky. That ain't my set of wheels. Drag me down the road to get even. Living in another black hole. Living, say now. Another black hole, Lord. We got it made in the shade, little brother. Don't you worry at all. Said, I know a lot. You just suffer and call it. Living in another black hole, say Lord, living in another black hole. The radio plays for the happy go lucky. Belly must set a wheels. Drag me down the road to get even. Living in another black hole. The black hole. The radio plays for the happy-go-lucky. That ain't my set of wheels. Drag me down the road to get even. Living in another black hole. Lord, living in another hole. The hole now.
Was Another Black Hole by Malcolm Holcomb, but the point of playing that was that it was Victor Wooten's brother, aka Future Man. He's a little nutty. Victor Wooten is the guy that played the solo bass track before that, You Can't Hold No Groove, and I played those because they're bluegrass adjacent. They played with Bela and Bela Fleck and the Flecktones, and you can hear a lot of kind of the influence there. And also in bluegrass, the bass and the strings, I mean, they're all strings, do the percussion. So you hear the percussive hits on the bass, which is kind of cool that it's influenced. Before that, we had the Flecktones themselves with Blue Bop. That's kind of how they explain their style of music. They call it Blue Bop. And Sex in a Pan before that off of, I think that's UFO Tofu. So that's Bela. We're going to get into some... is it weird? I don't know. It's not weird. But I found out that there is this fascination with bluegrass in other countries. And apparently the dobro is a Slavic word. And I found this huge Czech scene of bluegrass. Apparently it's really culturally important there. They teach bluegrass in high school in Norway. So we're going to hear from three countries real quick. And I can't say the name of any of the songs, so I'm gonna have. Does this work? Oh, it's not. It's not coming through the right speaker, but we'll fix that. So yeah, we're gonna hear from Czech Republic. Is it still called that? Norway, and then back to Regina, Saskatchewan. So let's see if I can get the mic down here.
Až uslyším hvízdání.
Yeah, that's the name of the song you're going to hear next. You're listening to The Scene, episode 15 on Radio Blue.
Mm-hmm. příteli, co uděláš, když rozdělí tě s někým jeho smích a žavý klín. A on si myslí, jak se stá, že postačí, když zahvízdá nad něho úsměch, když jako parafín.
Až uslyším hvízdání, až uslyším hvízdání, až uslyším hvízdání, ukryj své zklamání za nekonečnou hrou a dlouhou hraní. Ukryj své zklamání za rozzářenou pát a pousmání. Ukryj své zklamání a vezmu jeho hlavu do svých dlaní.
A pověz mi, jak láme kříž, co uděláš, když nevěří, že kroužkovaní ptáci zpívají. Oni hvízdají jen smíky svou, když létat mohou nad tebou a na zemi ti z ruky zobají.
Až uslyším hvízdání, až uslyším hvízdání, až uslyším hvízdání, ukryj své zklamání za nekonečnou hrou a nohou raní. Ukryj své zklamání za rozzářenou pát a pousmání. Ukryj své zklamání a narovná mi křídla, když se zraní. Poslyš, když mě nevěříš, ty také chceš jít pořád víš, a slunce je tak zlaté, až se vlní. Pak se můžeš, když seš blíž, spálit víc, než pochopíš, a budeš rád, když nenajdeš jen trní.
Až uslyším hvízdání,
až uslyším hvízdání,
až uslyším hvízdání,
ukryj své zklamání za nekonečnou hrou a mlhou raní. Až uslyším hvízdání, ukryj své zklamání a vezmu jeho hlavu do svých dlaní.
Na všechny zdi, který znám, napsal jsem jméno svý na zdi. Ráno, než otevřu krám, před léty ve stejnou chvíli pravici držel jsem nůž. A všichni ti, co po něm zbyli, s nadšením hráli mi tuž. V okolí týhletý války tenkrát už stávala zeď i popsaný popravčí špalky. Stáli tam, co stojí teď. Slyším zas slabičí hlas a na tvářích rozlitej hněv, jak barvičky tý jejich krásy, která nám tak pí. Černým tichem k zemi se svalí a dusí se smíchem. Více si hladí, než spálí je plamen. A sedře jsou mládí, jak zloutí ho sram. Kdo by to řek? Jsme chytří a trochu moc pijem a bijem svý děti ten stek. Napsal jsem jméno svý na zdi a čekám, až se třeje čas. Napsal jsem jméno svý na zdi, stejně jak každýho z vás. Stejně jak každýho z vás.
Did you tell me you were drowning so I wouldn't leave? Did you fall on your each other's precious time. With nothing new to say, another talk down the drain. You say every story has an end. I say we can't continue with our lying and pretense. We're trading guilt, we're passing blame. Going nowhere on this midnight train. But I'm afraid of walking.
Sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. But when I awoke, dear, I was mistaken. So I bowed my head and I cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Take sunshine away.
That is The Dead South with You Are My Sunshine, a song that goes out to my dear mother, who I distinctly remember singing me that song in my childhood, although her voice is better. They are out of Saskatchewan, Regina. They are the ones that opened the show up. I think and listen really, really hard about the opening song and the closing song. Like, those are the ones that matter the most to me. So keep that in mind. Whenever you hear it, I very intentionally pick those out. Before that, we were in Norway. She does not sound Norwegian. I wonder if they imported a, I don't know. As Afraid of Walking by the Hade Bluegrass Orchestra. Heaven and Hell by the same band before that. Both out of 2021, the year. Dead South was 2022. So I like hearing the new stuff. And before that, hold on, I got my assistant back. We heard... still out of the wrong thing. Come on. All right, I give up. By the band.
Boutnici.
And before that.
Až uslyším hvízdání.
So there you go. That's our international influence of bluegrass. I think it's really cool to hear how what Sam Bush started ended up influencing all these bands around the world. And there's hillbillies everywhere, y'all. All right, so we have two quick tracks, just some other modern stuff that I threw in there. Got to play the Steel Drivers, can't ignore them. So I'm going to do those two quick tracks, and then I'll be back to close you out with a song that I listened to about 100 times. So you listen to The Scene, episode 15. Be right back.
Now we just wander through your bad dream, watching it all come apart at the seams. Thank you, Jack Daniels, old number 7. It's a Tennessee whiskey, got me drinking in heaven. And I know I can't stay here too long, can go a week without doing wrong. Thank you, Jack Daniels, old number 7. It's a Tennessee whiskey, got me drinking in heaven. And angels start to look good to me, they gonna have to deport me to the fiery deep. To the fiery deeps.
go roots. Feel like an old out pair of shoes. Tell me what is it that I should do when I'm swimming in the liquor only halfway through. I watch his wings spread as wide as can be. Come down here and wrap them around me.
Blue Side of the Mountain by the Steel Drivers. And before that, Old Number 7 by Devil Makes 3. Hope everyone has enjoyed listening to what I consider a very punk rock thing to do to bluegrass folk music. Hot take, I think punk rock is folk music, but do what I want. Don't care what you think. A lot of people were offended about what people did to bluegrass for this stuff. You can't pollute the genre. Well, anyway, going to close the show out with a song called Love of Mine by a great new band named Nickel Creek. Archives are up at http://8088.org. No HTTPS. I don't want to deal with Let's Encrypt yet. So thank you for listening. This has been episode 15 of The Scene. Newgrass Revival on Radio Blue. See you in 2 weeks.
That you'll never die, and I throw my arms around the girl who finds you, 'cause the world is rosier through your eyes. I don't suppose you caught her name. Just name her after you, love of mine. Fashion her into a sweet long-legged icon, making our prayers holier. that you'll never die.